You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Hope you're doing well. I hope everybody you love is safe and sound, of course. And I'm doing well, I guess. First of all, first and foremost, before I start anywhere else, I want to thank the Faggots and Alphas on the Hierarchy University Discord who have helped me out financially. I hope to very soon pay you all back. I don't like owing people anything, but they've been really a support to me during a difficult time, and I just want to thank them, you know. So, and again, the Hierarchy University Discord is free, and I encourage everyone to join because there are a lot of great people on the Discord who are doing great things, helping each other become more of what they aspire to be or what nature has told them to be. So I hope you guys will all join. It's a great community, actually. So, and I don't take credit for any of that. Of course, I set it up, and I just know the people that follow me, who read the website, who know me. I know they're all quality people, so it's a quality community, and I just am really grateful for it. So, but thank you to my brothers and my masters on Discord who have helped me and supported me. A little secret before we start this podcast: some friends took me out drinking. I didn't pay for anything, but it was nice, actually. I needed to get a little tiny bit drunk and walk around downtown metro area, lit up and wandering, completely vulnerable to the elements and to the criminal elements of the city. And here I am, still alive. I don't know. I should have been killed a million times over, probably, but, and there's plenty of people out there that wish that that would happen, so, including my father. Anyway, so I'm digressing here, but, my friends got me drunk, I was intending to talk about, the alpha female, alpha trans question that has sprung up on particularly Discord, because I have a recent article that I had where I mentioned that, and some people were questioning me about that, you know, where, how it fits in hierarchy. Now, you know, this whole thing about alpha females and alpha trans people is a relatively new thing, and we're all trying to, like, readjust and, like, understand it. You know, because it's not natural, I would say. Like, and I know that me saying that alone is probably going to get me a lot of hate, but please hear me out, okay? Trans people are not, they're not like faggots. Faggots have been around forever, literally. They've served alpha males till the way back to the beginning of human history. Alphas have been around since the beginning of human history. These roles have been established since the beginning of history, where the female is subservient to the male, and he dictates what happens with the family. He takes charge of the family. These are common tropes that are found in every single society on Earth. Trans people are not that. Alpha females are not that. You know, female doms, that's not a common trope across society. It is, is something new that's come about because of the internet, primarily. And I hate to rain on everybody's parade about this, because I know that there are some people who are very invested in trans rights and female rights, and that's fine. Like, they should definitely have that protection under law, at least in the West, you know, and they should have the whatever they really want in life. They should. I would never begrudge anybody that. But here's where I draw the line, okay? And it might be a harsh line. You might not agree with what I'm going to say here, but I'm going to say it anyway. There is no female on earth, no trans person on earth that compares to an alpha male. Not in any way, shape, or form. It's never, ever, ever going to be acceptable. And I know that that flies in the face of the woke ideology that you've been taught. And here I am talking, I'm using right-wing talking points here, but in this particular instance, they're correct. Look, and trust me, I don't like admitting that at all, but here's the thing. Nature tells us what's natural, right? So when we see a trans male standing next to or amongst natural alpha males or natural males, we see the difference visually, and we can point it out. That person right there is not an alpha or is not a man. We see it because there are inherent differences between males and females, the natural human male, the natural human female. You know, their chromosomes, okay, that are unavoidable. You know, the recent controversy we've had about Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, where he cast Elliot Page, who is a trans male, used to be a female actress, as I don't even remember the character's name, actually, but, and I did see the movie, but all I can say is this. If you take a good, long, hard look at the shot of L. Page in full Greek uniform standing next to Greek warriors who are real men, you cannot do anything but laugh at it derisively. There's no way. There's no way to accept that as reality. Something like L. Page wouldn't last even 1 second in a gladiatorial battle with another man. And I just don't think it doesn't look natural. It is not natural. And there's no amount of cinematography or camera tricks that can hide that. And Hollywood keeps pushing this down our throats, and it's completely false. Now, I am a student of hierarchy, and in some ways a priest of hierarchy. And I'm telling you right now that I'm 1,000% against the idea of trans males even being considered in the same breath as a natural alpha male. It's completely false. If you believe that in any way, you are falling for a narrative from people who are not connected to reality. All right, maybe replay that, okay? I reject it completely. There is no trans male on the planet that can compete in any way with a natural alpha or a natural male, for that matter. And it's abhorrent to me. I find it offensive that people are actually considering this as the truth, that trans males can be equal to natural males. It's not, that's actually going against nature itself. And I'm not going to, and I'm as liberal as it comes, but I am not going along with this. It's completely wrong. And I think that the longer that society belabors this point and puts up protective barriers around trans people and their delusions of being equal to men or whatever, it's a disservice. It should be rejected as equality. There's no way that a trans man is equal to a man, a natural man. There's no way. And again, if you believe that, fine, be happy. But I'm telling you right now that deep down, you know that it's false. And that's it. The same with, I can't remember at this point, but, L. Page, and I refuse, again, I refuse to use the full name because I don't acknowledge that, but L. Page is good enough. I'm not getting into pronoun wars or anything like that, but L. Page is ludicrous in these roles as a man, and there's no way on earth that people are going to accept it. It's not ever going to happen. So, sue me, I guess. I don't know, curse me or whatever. I've had plenty of people curse me in the past, but I'm not changing my opinion on it. So I hope that this satisfies the reader's questions about this. I am not a right-wing person at all, but when it comes to this particular issue, I side with nature. And if you want to ignore that or live in some sort of fantasy land, go right ahead. But you are alone in that. And you are not going to win this battle. You know why? Because ultimately, hierarchy is natural. Hierarchy is the truth. And everybody on earth knows it, even if they don't mentally and physically acknowledge it, they know. All you have to do is look at pocket-sized L. Page standing next to real men to know the difference. And if you can't see that difference, then you are deluded in your thinking. And I hope that somehow or another you wake up to it. Because a lot of this screams of mental illness and emotional abuse, and I apologize if that seems harsh, but ultimately there's nothing, nature does not approve of this at all, and society is not going to approve of it. So I think we all have to kind of draw sides here and really just stick to our guns, because there's just no, and I'm not saying in all parts of society, what I am saying is that alpha should be protected from being infiltrated by trans males who think they're alpha. I don't care what the fuck you think you are. I'm talking about what's real. Okay. And in reality, you are not an alpha in any way. Okay. If Sam the Faggot can beat you in an arm wrestling contest, then you are not alpha at all. So, and I could beat L. Page in an arm wrestling contest. Okay. So I'm just saying, these benchmarks don't mean anything to me. And I simply reject it. And I'm tired of dealing with the questions about it, because people are looking for loopholes in hierarchy. But here's the thing. Hierarchy doesn't have any loopholes. It is a purely power-based system of governance and shepherding, okay? And it's not going to be denied or subtracted from or added to. We all deal with it on a primal level. And this is the primal level, okay? When Ray Gunn was doing her awful Olympic competition, her dance or whatever it was, everybody on Earth looked at that and said, "That's shit." Okay, they didn't make a special club for Ray Gunn so she could like pretend like she knows how to break dance. She can't. The end. It's the same with this. You're not an alpha. You're a female who transitioned into a male-ish, but you're not a man. And you'll never be a man. And that's it. Deal with it, you know. And if I lose followers over this or people want to curse me to high heaven, I don't care. I watch World According to Garp, and I know exactly what fanaticism looks like, and I'm not scared of it at all. So, and I've had a couple of drinks of alcohol, and I really don't care. So, that's how I look at it. And I'm not trying to offend anybody at all, but it's time for people to wake up and take a stand against this lunacy. That's it. So, this hasn't been the episode that I had an idea about, but it's come out a little bit different than I thought. But I'm going to put it out anyway because I believe that I'm right. I believe I've expressed how I feel about this situation. Please don't ask me any more about it because I don't want to talk about it. I serve natural hierarchy. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a great week. And I love you very much. Thank you for all the support. Again, my Discord fags and alphas, thank you very much for your support. And I will talk to you guys later, okay? Love ya. Bye.